Give me a chumash. There's something in Ramban that nobody knows. I would say this is the most famous Ramban chumash, and nobody knows it. No Ramban here. In Chois Kavelos. We all know we just had Hanukkah, and they were Chsidei Elyon, right? And they were destroyed. Why were they destroyed? Why were the Hashmonaim so destroyed? Whoever said this from that family, what was he? An Eber Kanani. So why were they destroyed? That's strange. They saved the Torah. To a Moshe Nefesh. And then they were destroyed. Ramban said very dramatically, why were they destroyed? Most important community, the Tzaddik Elyon. The Tzaddik Elyon. That's a very good question. Before I get to that, you have a Sefer Chinuch here?
Which Chinuch?
Hakdama to the Chinuch.
Yeah.
I want to tell you something before I get this Ramban. Sefer Chinuch. Okay. I speak the obvious things. And that's actually, if you read my Megid, you see, this is a thread that runs through the whole sperm. There's a Chofetz Chaim, and here's Machavin to the Chinuch. Machavin to the Chinuch. One second. Hak Thomas, Machave Sefer Chinuch. And this is the big problem with Mizrahi. The big problem is Mizrahi. Yeah. Big problem is Mizrahi. Yeah. The Yisoid Amuna. Yeah. Yisoid Amuna. What's Yisoid Amuna? Okay. The Seder of Amuna. So the Chinuch talks about it, and Chofetz Chaim the same thing. Says, how does a person know there's a God? How do you know? How does he know? How do you know? You say the Amuna. So the Chinuch says 600,000 fathers tell their children what they saw in Har Sinai. After it was us. Right. She says the fathers owe 600,000. Ovois, Hameidim, Rabim. Voice of Beinayim, Rabim. This Chazik Hadova, Belev Abonim, Hashoimim. I'm sure you have over there let's say, should a person be nizer in a Mugnavom's my Krishna? Should a person be nizer in a Chalgalaisa, right? So, I forgot who Moshe this was. I'm not going to say Kushin Harua. I see three doctors say this water is healthy, very healthy. Three doctors say it's poison, you will die. Would you drink that water? Of course not. Three doctors say it's poison, you have to drink that water. So here we're going to draw them against the grow. Each one's a big doctor. You can get involved in poison, Suffolk poison? Of course not. That Ad Khan is the famous marshal. That's wrong. The marshal should read like this. Three doctors say the water is very healthy. Three doctors say it's poison mamish. But your father says that the three doctors say it's good for you. I would drink that water. I would drink that water. Over here, 600,000 fathers told their kids that Turkey, Sinai, is after race for us, what they saw. That's the difference. Whenever it says Hashem's name in Chumash, come out all the time, what does it say? Alkeinu, Alkei? Avisenu. Avisenu. People ask me, call me all the time, where's the Amal Amo in your house? You know, it's Rechel Chorban. I say it's the same place my father, his Amo, and his Amo, Amo. Same place. I asked the Moshe Feinstein, you say, Shem Shtachan al Hevel al Rik, Mespalam al El Yeshia. He says, don't say it. If you're late, this and said, you're not Yotze Shminas without it. In Rosh Hashanah. Don't say it. So I said, the sense it took it out. I know. It's wrong not to say it. Be wrong. For example, why do I throw up a lot of times after every meal? So I invite a boy, and after benching, he says, he wants something to love it. So I throw up after every meal. Why? What did I throw up? It's a Gemara. No, it's a Gemara. Yeah. My father didn't say it. So I'm not going to say it. What did my father say? Rachel Yavorach Baal Abai says it. You have to women's lib. Vesbalas Abai says it. They stuck it. They pushed it in. Right? Rabbi Salevi said, the Zina Rebbe, big goyin. So he found the Tchelis. He proved it. It was a fake proof. It was like the doctors today. Eggs are healthy, eggs are poison, milk is healthy, milk is poison, measles, everything's fraud. Anyway, he said, the business, even if you prove it, this is real famous, I'm not going to wear it. Why not? father didn't wear it. That's the maid's house. Shalavicha v'yageidcha. Whether it be in mitzvahs, whether it's derech and learning. I heard that the new derech of super lumdus. Heard about that? It's a super lumdus. Shalavicha v'yageidcha. So he says over there, the moon we have is because of what? What's the moon we have? Our fathers were rebbes. Ben Lekula, Ben Lechumra. I was by, I was different. I was like you. I was Shabbos by a very famous rebbe. I'm not going to say the name, but. And he poured wine for Kiddush. The paper label fell into the kosher. Paper label. This holy rebbe, famous, world famous rebbe, took a spoon. What did he do? Took out the label, the paper with a spoon. Right. Buried it right, sir. So it's Mr. Chaycha with a clean. Look at the gobbler. Look at the Hashulchan. I was so nichshol. I met my mother's final bracha. Right? At the meal, Shabbos, a slice of watermelon. She went ahead, took a spoon, took it, and put the pits with the spoon. I screamed at her. I was over kibbutz. I remember somebody, a bacha, came from. And he took the mezuzahs off his parents' house to look at them and showed it to me. And I said, you don't even have to be by, don't give it to a sofa, you're wasting your money, it's posel mamish. I knew we should rule about pet. The guy had some brains, didn't listen to me. Ali Stern, I remember his name, he saw it. Who is his next door neighbor? Moshe Feinstein. He shows the mezuzah to Moshe. Is it possible? Right from possible. Far from being possible. I said, so possible. You don't have to be good, is it even? He said, right from possible. The many Israelites that will have mezuzahs like that. Not only that, there's a Mogen Avram, and if it's filling, someone's machmir, and his parents are not machmir. The Moitzilaz al Rishonim.
Even if he does it just to turn us.
Moitzilaz al Rishonim, are you machmir? Not allowed to. Moitzilaz al Rishonim. That's a chinuch. A chinuch ha'aviseinu. Or is it a chinuch ha'aviseinu? Is it a keilim anveyu or a keilovi? Or a woman menhu? The world is present in Mizrahi. For him, the fourth biggest anveyu was Aliyah. Fourth biggest anveyu. He said, how come? He said, I have a problem. I wasn't brought up in a Zionist house. Why is President Mizrahi? Oh, I enjoy Shir. Wow. I wasn't born in Zion's house. No one saw Makbid on the sir like him. Nobody. Even with Moshe. Anyway, so I asked him in the summer, whoever saw Makbid on the sir, how come he went to college? You see, I have a black suit with a hole in the back. That's running away from the wrong answer to that question over there. Shall we have a gate? For example, by duchening, everybody walks to face the kohenim, right? They walk away from the seat, they do. What I just said, what is the truth I just said now? You don't listen. They do? I'll say it again. My father didn't. It's 10 times a day. I remember on Shabbos, my father, Damash Menestre, a little loud, Shalom, walked back 3 steps. So somebody asked my father, you don't say all the kind of tzar on Shabbos? He said, I do, you didn't hear well. He didn't say the kind of tzar on Shabbos, I saw my sarav, the God knew my sarav. He didn't tell the kind of tzar on Shabbos. But he didn't want to get involved with this guy, apparently, so he lied to him, hear that? The Rachman for sure he didn't say. You see Rachman on Shabbos?
My father said it.
What?
My father said it.
Oh. Right. Dr. Chinuch. All our fathers saw it. Mishayidu loy elot alfi anoshim shaloy hushtoit mimei nachal. Right. Vishiro is poison. And a good doctor, top doctor, said it's okay. Listen to the doctor, to your father, not the other way around, not to drink it, huh? 100,000 people say it's mazik. It's the other way around. And ignore the Torah, it's only because of taiva and blinds the person. Any logical person will listen. That's that. Okay, I don't want to talk about it, but boy, yes, this week. It's always, I have another story to make it. A guy came to the Briskerov and said, I want to start a cheder. So what do you want from me? Really nasty man, Briskerov. I love him, yeah? What do you want from me? Hadracha. Look at Eitz Chaim, the main Cheder Yerushalayim, Eitz Chaim. Yeah, but a lot of mistakes there. With the mistakes. Happen them with the mistakes. Yeah. Good and nasty, right? He hopped right away, this guy's... What did he say? Ungeschmeckt. Yeah? In English, STR, never mind, yeah? So he said, happy with the mistakes. That's Masaro. I knew a guy, Friday, they had a mincha right after Seder, in America, Europe, they had a Seder Friday. She had clothes on Friday. Arab Friday. She closed on Friday. Then he had another one before Kabbalah Shabbos. So, you want to take in Lakewood, you want Lakewood, a short finesse, right? The Friday before Friday before Shabbos, Friday night. Well, a full mincha, why not? Rav Shach was there. No. Short mincha. The minute is short mincha, no matter what. On Friday, every day. Then let him make a long mincha. Like that. No long mincha. No long mincha. See, yeah, Gzoilim had their way. But the regular person, the many yeshivas, the many yeshivas. The Rav's minig, and so others also, did not make, haven't had a like when they say kill a kodosh, then they daven, huh? Correct? The Rav did not do like that. Depends when. The Rav had different minhagim when he was in the yeshiva. But the Rav had another problem. His tilushness is very high, very loud. So after shiur, if his wife thought he took tumah every day, 3 times a day, he took tumah the whole time. Anyway, he preferred a long shenesra. But it's a rushy, but a short shenesra. But he never knew, he was so loud, he never knew if it's a regular short, long shenesra, Phil Balakash. Or no, he's a short minister. So remember, one time, Baruch Atah Hashem Chayei HaMeisim, they were in the cottage, wow! It's a short minister. And a Baal Tshuva boy, Rebbe, we hear you dumb out loud, Chayei Salmen. Of course not, it's still a Shmanesra.